deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la.
Keith looks better than Muhammad Ali. Fa la 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 la.
To me, he looks like a mangy collie. Fa la 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 la. Instead of turkey, eat tamale. Cha la 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 la.
Sing it, Mama.
Oh, Ma, this is going to be the best Christmas Eve party ever. It's going to be my very first Christmas with Keith.
Amen to that.
On Donna, on Blitzen, on Dancer, on Prancer. The Ebony Princess here, the mistletoe answer.
JJ, I saw some of the girls you kissed under the mistletoe last year. You'll get better action if you hold a can of Alpo over your head.
You got something of your reindeer face.
Look who's talking. The only Santa who looks like the North Pole.
You got something of you ski head, silver balloon face.
All right, kids. It's Christmas time.
Shut up.
Even the worst enemies call a truce.
What's a truce?
Well, that's a brief moment of peace when everybody stands around reloading. JJ, how come you home so early from the department store?
Well, Ma, the boss said something to me that made me stomp off and rip off my beard.
What did he say?
You fired.
Again? JJ, what did you do?
It's what I didn't do, Ma. I got fired for lack of lap. The kids kept falling out of it.
That's too bad.
I wasn't all that bad, Ma. For a little while, I had sitting on my lap none other than Boom Boom Belinda.
And she told you what she wanted for Christmas, right?
No, I told her what I wanted for Christmas.
All right, JJ.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Wait till you see the dress I bought for the party. It is too cold-blooded. It's strapless and it has a split way up to here. All right. I call it my welfare dress.
Welfare dress?
Mm-hmm. No visible means of support.
Oh. Well, Mona, I bought a new dress, too. I just hope Keith likes it.
Oh, I'm sure he's gonna like it, honey.
Damn.
Oh, Keith, 'tis the season to be jolly.
How would you feel if your boss made you work on Christmas Eve?
Oh, you won't be able to come to the party?
No.
Well, look, Keith, if you can't come to the party on Christmas Eve, we'll just save it and have our party Christmas Day.
That's right.
Now, look, I asked Clemens about getting off Christmas, but old Halibut Face just walked away from me. You know, Christmas is our busiest season.
Oh, boy. Doesn't that Scrooge ever think of anything besides business?
Well, you all decide. Now, Clement's sister had to be rushed to the hospital to deliver her baby, right? Mm-hmm. So Clemens drove her there himself.
That was nice.
He charged her full fare. Kept the meter running all during labor.
Oh, that's cold. I bet he tells little kids that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is an alcoholic.
J.J. Clemens doesn't have any kids. He doesn't even have a wife. He's single.
Then what makes him so mean?
Maybe he's lonely.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, no one down there can stand him. You know, he once had a homing pigeon, and that left home. Well, there's no need in depressing everyone with my problems. Hey, Penny, you know, I saw the cutest little toy the other day. A little flying saucer came down. This little man came out and went,
"Hi, I'm Merkel from the planet Herco. We have been monitoring your broadcast. Bing, 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 bing. We observe weird creatures acting strange. Take us to your leader, Chuck Barris."
Well, you can't win them all. I gotta get shaved and get back to work.
Santa Claus, what did you get me this year?
I'm getting you a ghetto ant farm.
A ghetto ant farm?
Yep, even the worker ants are unemployed.
Hi, Penny.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Don't mind me.
Don't worry, honey. We won't.
But what are you doing?
Oh, Miss Evans, I was just checking your Christmas tree lights. You know, I know you're having a big party, and I wouldn't want the lights to go out while you're having fun.
Bookman, there is no need to monkey with the lights. They're doing just fine.
Well, okay, if you want me, just call on me. Since Violet's gonna be away, I guess I'll be home. I mean, if I get lonely, I could always go down to the pet shop and talk to the parrot in the window.
Good idea, honey.
Or maybe I'll stay in. Look at my shoes in the closet. Maybe I'll even up the laces. Or maybe I'll just put some new holes in my tool belt.
Okay, Bookman, you can come to our party.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, back to the salt mines.
Hey, honey, I'm not the only one. Lots of people work Christmas. Cops, nurses, waitresses, doctors. I've been thinking of you the whole time.
Keith, I got an idea. Since you can't come to our Christmas party, why don't we take the party down to the garage? I'm sure the drivers will love it.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. I don't think the boss would go for it. He just doesn't know how to have a good time.
Maybe no one's ever told him how to have a good time.
Norma?
What do you mean? Flo, we are going down to the taxi barn and spread some Christmas cheer. You leave the boss to Wilona. Okay?
And how do you expect to do that?
I'm going to say, Mr. Clemens, we are going to have a party here tonight, and that is all there is to that.
Wilona, how are you going to convince him?
Not me. My dress is going to do all the talking.
All right, let's quiet down. Come on. Take that rug over there. Take a seat. All right, quiet. Look, out of the kindness of my heart, I'm allowing the Evans family to throw a little Yule party here for y'all.
All right.
All right. Before we get started, I'd like to lay a few ground rules. When you hear your cab number, I want you to get your butt out there on that road immediately. All right? And anybody I catch not enjoying the party, they're gonna have to answer to me later on out behind the barn. All right?
What happened to the cigar butt Clemens giving us a party? I bet you that good-looking girl Wilona sweet-talked him into it.
Don't know sweet-talking dame with sweet-talking me.
Oh, now come on and give us a smile, Pookie Face. Come on.
Pookie Face?
One crack out of you and you're gonna hear another crack. And be your stud. You understand? Sit down.
It's all right. That's all right. Don't worry about it. Welcome to the Windy City Cab Company. Y'all know where y'all at because y'all here. Anyway. Woo, boy. How y'all like this tuxedo? It's all right, yeah. I made this. That's right. I walk in the store, man turn his back, I just made away with it. But I love being around cabs and cabettes and hackettes and everybody like we got in here. You go see, my first date was in a cab. That's right. Me and my lady went out, you know, and I told the cab driver to drive real slow while we get cozy in the back. The meter was clicking, but I wasn't. So the cabbie turned around and said, "What's going on back there?" I said, "Nothing." He said, "Well, then you drive and I'll get in the back." All right, then. And y'all got to watch out and take it easy. Especially when y'all taking that money, y'all got to take it easy, because there's a lot of counterfeiters going on around here. That's right. I noticed a brother counterfeiting $100 bills the other day. Would have had it made. Had to put your Franklin on it and everything. Only thing, it was Aretha Franklin. Nah, it's something else. I don't know if y'all know this. I was in school the other day reminiscing, and did y'all ever notice this? They never showed you a picture of a black caveman. That's right, but they just recently found out that they were black cavemen because they just dug up a 3-million-year-old Cadillac.
Oh,
two payments still due. But seriously, folks, are y'all ready for more comedy?
What more comedy? When did it start?
As soon as you put on that bow tie. Ladies and gentlemen, now I'd like to introduce a young man that I have the pleasure of spending the last 17 years with, listening to him sing in the shower. And I tell you, that's a long time to wait to get into the bathroom. Let's hear for my brother, your friend, and our pal, Mr. Michael Evans.
Girl, I think it's time we turn the lights down. We've had all the small talk that we can use. Now we best be getting down to business. You can start by kicking off your shoes. Let me rock you to your socks, from your bottoms to your tops, to my loving snaps and pops. Let me rock you to your socks. I know some guys are all talk and no action. Well, let me show you I'm not one of those. I always put my loving where my mouth is. And you're gonna feel it right down to your toes. Let me rock you to your socks, from your bottoms to your tops, until my loving snaps and pops. Let me rock you to your socks. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the love could be made much better. But baby, I know what's going through your mind. But just one night of love is not all I'm after. I want you here beside me all the time. Let me rock you to your socks, from your bottoms to your tops, till my loving snaps and pops. Let me rock you to your socks, rock you to your socks. I'm gonna pull out all the stops, girl, it's time to shoot your shot. Let me rock you to your socks, rock you to your socks, rock you to your socks.
Rock me all the way to my socks. Goodness gracious. Too much for me. Boy, that man carries a whole bundle of talent. Unfortunately, he didn't bring any with him tonight. The next young man I'd like to introduce happens to be our building superintendent supervisor. Man that's very heavy when it comes to weight. That's right, man that when he gets into the ocean, the water rises. Let's welcome the fabulous, the one and only Mr. Nat Bookman. Yeah! All right. Bookman, boy. Woo.
He never knew he was getting in fat until he couldn't get into things like he once could, like his house. The next young man I'd like to introduce for y'all, Fabulous himself. Y'all know who he is. Fine athlete, a wonderful entertainer, a fine human being, somebody well known in the business. Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, a man who needs no introduction.
A little Robert Goulet.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you really are. On a clear day, how it will astound you, as the glow of your being outshines every star.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry Lewis. Some really good singers right now. Fabulous guy, the immortal Johnny Mathis.
Look at me. I'm the size of a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. Just holding your hand.
Tony Bennett.
Walk my way. And a thousand violins begin to play. Or it may be the sound of your hello.
The music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. He's right.
You can say that you're leading me on, hey, hey. But it's just what I want you to do. Go ahead, take it away, Tony. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, should I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, I'm too misty and too much in love. I'm too misty and too much in love.
Now for our next group, some fine people, some wonderful cats. Y'all have heard of the Pointer Sisters? I know y'all have. The Pointer Sisters, Bonnie, Anita, June, and Ruth. Yes. Well, the mighty, mighty Pointer Sisters out of Oakland, California. Yes, the Pointer Sisters. We all know who they are. Well, the Windy City Cab Company, tonight, right here in Chicago, is proud to announce that the Pointer Sisters will not be here. In their stead, we have our ghetto answer to the Pointer Sisters, Florida, Wallona, Thelma, and Penny. They call themselves the mighty, mighty Pointless Sisters.
When it's snowing and it's blowing, it's that season of the year when you look to find some comfort and a little Christmas cheer.
So we gather round the radiator, wrapped up in a sheet,
hoping someone shows some pity.
And then there's all of the beat.
Freezing.
no good.
Is it cold?
No.
Hot?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Come on, burner.
Thank you, thank you. And I must give thanks to the good Lord above for giving us such a beautiful Christmas gift, a loving family and warm friends. May I ask all of my family to join us on the stage? Come on.
Come on, Booger.
Come on. Come on, Mr. Bookman.
Come on.
And now, if you will join us in singing Silent Night.